Narrated Malik bin Aus. While I was at home, the sun rose high and it got hot. Suddenly, the messenger of Umar ibn al-Khattab came to me and said, "The chief of the believers has sent for you." So I went along with him till I entered the place where Umar was sitting on a bedstead made of date palm leaves and covered with no mattress, and he was leaning over a leather pillow. I greeted him and sat down. He said, "O Malik, some persons of your people who have families came to me, and I have ordered that a gift should be given to them. So take it and distribute it among them." I said, "O chief of the believers, I wish that you order someone else to do it." He said, "O man, take it." While I was sitting there with him, his doorman Yarfa came saying, "Uthman, Abdurrahman bin Auf, Az-Zubayr, and Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas are asking your permission to see you. May I admit them?" Umar said, "Yes." So they were admitted, and they came in and greeted him and sat down. After a while, Yarfa came again and said, "May I admit Ali and Abbas?" Umar said, "Yes." So they were admitted, and they came in and greeted him and sat down. Then Abbas said, "O chief of the believers, judge between me and this, that is Ali." They had a dispute regarding the property of Bani an-Nadhir, which Allah had given to his messenger, peace be upon him, as fa, booty. The group, that is Uthman and his companions, said, "O chief of the believers, judge between them and relieve both of them from each other." Umar said, "Be patient. I beseech you by Allah, by whose permission the heaven and the earth exist. Do you know that Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, said, 'Our, that is Prophet's, property will not be inherited. And whatever we leave is sadaqah, to be used for charity.' And Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, meant himself by saying 'we'?" The group said, "He said so." Umar then turned to Ali and Abbas and said, "I beseech you by Allah, do you know that Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, said so?" They replied, "He said so." Umar then said, "So I will talk to you about this matter. Allah bestowed on his messenger, peace be upon him, with a special favor of something of this fa, which he gave to nobody else." Umar then recited the holy verse, "And what Allah gave as booty, fa, to his messenger, peace be upon him, Muhammad, peace be upon him, from them, up to, and Allah is able to do all things." Quran, chapter 59, verse 6. Umar added, "So this property was specially given to Allah's messenger, peace be upon him. But, by Allah, neither did he take possession of it and leave you, nor did he favor himself with it to your exclusion. But he gave it to all of you and distributed it amongst you till this property remained out of it. Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, used to meet the yearly expenses of his family out of this property, and used to keep the rest of its revenue to be spent in Allah's cause. Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, kept on doing this during all his lifetime. I ask you, by Allah, do you know this?" They replied in the affirmative. Umar then said to Ali and Abbas, "I ask you by Allah, do you know this?" Umar added, "When Allah took his prophet, peace be upon him, unto him, Abu Bakr said, 'I am the successor of Allah's messenger, peace be upon him.' So Abu Bakr took over that property and managed it in the same way as Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, used to do. And Allah knows that he was true, pious, and rightly guided, and he was a follower of what was right. Then Allah took Abu Bakr unto him, and I became Abu Bakr's successor. And I kept that property in my possession for the first 2 years of my caliphate, managing it in the same way as Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, used to do. And as Abu Bakr used to do. And Allah knows that I have been true, pious, rightly guided, and a follower of what is right. Now you both, that is, Ali and Abbas, came to talk to me, bearing the same claim and presenting the same case. You, Abbas, came to me asking for your share from your nephew's property. And this man, that is, Ali, came to me asking for his wife's share from her father's property. I told you both that Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, said, 'Our prophet's properties are not to be inherited, but what we leave is sadaqah, to be used for charity.' When I thought it right that I should hand over this property to you, I said to you, 'I am ready to hand over this property to you, if you wish, on the condition that you would take Allah's pledge and convention that you would manage it in the same way as Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, used to do, and as Abu Bakr used to do, and as I have done since I was in charge of it. So both of you said to me, hand it over to us, and on that condition, I handed it over to you. So I ask you by Allah, did I hand it over to them on this condition? The group said, yes. Then Umar faced Ali and Abbas, saying, I ask you by Allah, did I hand it over to you on this condition? They said, yes. He said, do you want now to give a different decision? By Allah, with whose leave both the heaven and the earth exist, I will never give any decision other than that I have already given. And if you are unable to manage it, then return it to me, and I will do the job on your behalf.